CQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW.
JW, Kilo Victor 4, Romeo Victor.
KV4RV, Ross, this is W4DJW. Do you have an announcement?
If you would allow me, I would like to repeat what I did on Wednesday evening. My wife and I are having a one-day yard sale with a lot of old ham gear, just all kinds of stuff. And we'd love to have some of you come by and meet us. She's going to be serving coffee and some of her good breakfast stuff. So it's a busy day tomorrow with Ball for Greenville and the testing going on at the Red Cross. But all of you are welcome. 15 Homewood Avenue. Love to see you too, Dave. KV4RV.
Okay, Ross, appreciate you throwing that out there. I remember hearing, I think Gary made an announcement about that before. 15 Homewood Avenue in Taylor, South Carolina. Does anybody need any fills on Ross's announcement? All right, Ross, I think they've got it. Appreciate you letting us know. Take care, and I've got you checked into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'll call you out at the beginning of the roll call. Do we have any other announcements or bulletins or traffic for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag shoot portion. Tonight being Friday night, we'll begin with Uniform 3 Zulu. But before we do that, we'll recognize the pre-net check-ins. Net Control would like to recognize KA3JCA, that's Richard, bringing with him KA4JCA, and KA4ACL, that's Sally and Ashley, and K3DOV, that's the Upstate Amateur Radio Club, all located in Simpsonville, South Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Richard. Tell Sally and Ashley we said hello. KM4JWP, that's Brian. He's in Rutherfordton, North Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Brian. W2AMD, that's Andrew. He's over in Simpsonville. K4XMR, that's Mel, and Mel is in Prosperity. KO4ZEW, that's Ben over in Simpsonville. KI4LZI, that's Andy in Table Rock. KJ4UHF, that's Jack in Greenville. KA5WLL, that's Leroy in Taylor's. K4OIM, that's Walt over in Inman. KC4W, that's Bill in Anderson. W4IOE, that's Sid over in Fletcher, North Carolina. K1CJW, that's Roland, he is in Pickens. KG4WNP, that's Landon, and Landon is in Liberty. And KV4RV, that's Ross, who is over in Taylor's, who made the announcement about having a ham radio yard sale tomorrow morning. We appreciate everybody that used pre-net check-in capability tonight and hope you'll continue to do so. That's what it's there for your convenience. We do have an Echolink station. Echolink station is only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW, this is KN4RJM, Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
Okay, Net Control would like to recognize KN4RJN, that's John in Brown Summit, North Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, John. It'll be like it was before. Daniel called me right before the net and told me he is not home yet, but he is on his way home. He should be here in about 10 minutes. So he'll probably be picking it up in the second half of the net, John. Appreciate you being with us this evening. And that's it for our Echolink stations. Do we have any brand new amateur radio operators that have never checked into a net before and aren't quite sure what the protocol is, would like to get checked in, but are hesitating pressing the push the talk button? If so, just throw your call sign out there and I'll do the rest. Okay, looks like we don't have any this evening, but we'll keep trying that. We know there's training sessions that are going on right now, so people will be upgrading and new people will be getting in. It's always good to have new amateur radio operators entering the hobby. Let's see, tonight is Friday night, so we're going to begin the RF section of the net with Uniform through Zulu. Stations with the first letter in the suffix of the call that's between the letters U and Z. I would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Tubbo 4, Zulu, Victor, Mike, ZVM, Dan, and Greer, negative and negative.
DJW. Leaving the net, please check in N4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, Shane, mobile, no traffic, no table. Thanks for calling the net, Dave.
JW. 4, Yankee Hotel, Yankee, name's Jim in Berea. It'll be negative and negative.
DJW. Check in Kilo 4, X-ray, Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, Unit 1 on net.
Control. Whiskey 4 Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in the land of Oz. We're negative and negative. Good evening.
All right, that's a good start to the RF section of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. Net control, I'd like to recognize KB4ZVM. That's my neighbor Dan over here in Greer, South Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Dan. Good to hear you checking in more often, too. It's noticed and appreciated. N4ZLK, that's Shane. He's over in Cleveland. Good to have you. Is Cleveland right? I may have messed that up, Shane.
Tonight, headed to Atlanta, N4ZLK.
I thought I got that wrong. Anyway, N4ZLK, that's Shane, who is mobile this evening, headed down to Atlanta. Be safe out there tonight, Shane, and do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. K4XB, that's Tommy in southern Greenville County. I heard you in there first, Tommy. You doubled with Jim. I got you in there in the log first, so you're coming up first. That's Tommy in southern Greenville County. Good to have you with us tonight, Tommy. K4XB. And KO4Y, that's Jim over in Berea. Good to have you. It's night, Jim. You're sounding good. W4WOZ, that's Rod in the land of Woz. Rod is the mayor of Woz. Good to have you. It's night, Rod. Hope all's going well with you. Any other stations in the Uniform through Zulu group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. All right. Looks like we got that group in one pass. We're going to bump it on up to the Alpha through Delta group now. Station with the first letter in the suffix of their call that are in the range of A through D. And we'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
4DJW. Please check in Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4 Oscar November Oscar Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar Quebec Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
DJW. Please check in, Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative.
K4DJW. Please check in, K4AFT. That's Kilo 4, Alpha, Foxtrot, Tango, Michael, and Central. Going to be negative and negative.
DJW. Please check in. Kilo, Mike, 4, Bravo, Lima, Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo, Tango, QTH, Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
KQ4DMP, Jerry from Campobello, negative and negative.
WJW. Please check in. Kilo, Bravo 2, Bravo, Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening. DJW. Mr. Dave, Miss Amy in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy.
We're at home at Easley. No traffic, no queue tonight. Good evening to you and Miss Amy and all on the net.
Four Delta Juliet Charlie, N4 DJC, Jerry and Anderson, negative and negative.
All right. That was a good showing for the Alpha through Delta group. I think everybody in that group turned out tonight. Net control would like to recognize KK4DMW, that's Rick. Ring with him. KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena. And KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle. They're all over in Piedmont. Rick, you sounding good. Let Lorena and Michelle know that we said hello. Appreciate you guys for being with us tonight. And KM4CHY, that's Keith down in Seneca. Missed you throughout the day, Keith. Need to go back to working from home. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. K4AFT, that's Michael over in Central. You sounded good tonight, Michael. Appreciate you being there. And KM4BLH, that's Kurt over in Greenville. Kurt, you've always got 100% full scale, full quieting into the repeater, and you're coming from Greenville, which is usually in the Paris Mountain shadow. I don't know how you do it, but you're 100% copyable, full scale, full quieting. It sounds like you're sitting in the chair next to me. Good to have you with us tonight. KQ4DMP, that's Jerry over in Campobello. Sounding good tonight. Look good. Like to see those KQ calls coming through, Jerry. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Hope you're doing well. And KB2BYQ, that's Dave over in Easley. Sounding good as usual, Dave. Appreciate you being with us this evening. KI4DOS, that's Gary. Bring with him. K3JOY, that's Miss Joy there over in Easley. That's our Wednesday night net control operator who calls the swap net every Wednesday night. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gary, and tell Joy we said hello. And N4DJC, that's Jerry. He's over in Anderson. Sounding good, Jerry. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. Any other stations in the Alpha through Delta group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Check in November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar, N4AHO. Doug in Walhalla, that's 73
at all on that. Okay, I'd like to recognize N4AHO, that's Doug from Walhalla. Appreciate you taking time to be with us tonight, Doug. You're sounding good. We do have another EchoLink station that just checked in. EchoLink station's only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
India Yankee, India Mobile.
Okay, our EchoLink station bugged out of there. W4IYI checked in. From Rock Hill, good to have you this night, Robert. Hope you're doing well. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. You're sounding good. Let's see, we're in the Echo Through. Let's go ahead and bump on up to the Echo Through Hotel group. Stations with the first letter in the suffix of their call that begins with letters E through H. I'm going to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
4DJW. Again, Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick up here in Penrose, North Carolina. And Dave, it's good to hear you tonight, and I'll be in and out, KO4HKX.
DJW. W4, Foxtrot, Hotel Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, and negative, over.
4DJW. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry and Cameron. And we'll stick around tonight. I'll harass either you or Daniel, whichever one's here.
Jim, it'll work when you get a chance.
Yeah, I got you full scale. Your audio is a little low, but not objectionable. You're 100% readable, Daniel. Let me recognize these, and then I'll be right there with you. Net control, I'd like to recognize KO4HKX. That's Patrick. He's over in Penrose. You're sounding good tonight. Patrick, appreciate you taking the time to be here. And W4FHJ, that's Gene over in Taylor's. Appreciate you being there tonight, Gene. You're sounding good. And KC4EZN, that's Harry. He's over in Candler, North Carolina. Got you down for comments. It will most likely be Daniel. that's around when it's the time for Rack 2. Harry, appreciate you being there. Appreciate you sticking around for the Rack 2 as well. KJ4WZM, W4DJW, you're sounding good. You might need to get a little bit closer to the mic, though.
No problem. I just changed my mic gain up one notch, too.
Okay, that sounds good. Are you ready to take my where we're at in the net tonight and take special note of the two stations that are sticking around for Rag Show? Are you ready?
Just a second. Let's see here. I didn't call it last week. Yes. Go ahead and let me know how many there are, including you and, well, yeah, including you, not me.
Okay, so far, everybody that has checked in on the pre-net check-in and checked in over RF and Echo Link, 41, including myself, not including you. 41 stations have checked in, including myself and not including you. And you have two rag chewers. You have KN4RJN, John in Brown Summit, who's sticking around for rag chew. He is on Echo Link. And you have KC4EZN, that's Harry. He's on RF. He's sticking around for rag chew. How copy?
I got 41 check-ins, including you. So I would be number 42, and I'll be looking for number 43. Two stations hanging around for comments are KN4RJN, John from Brown Summit on Echo Link, followed by KC4EZN, that's Harry, over there in Candler. QSL.
QSL, W4DJW, handing the net control over to KJ4WZM. Appreciate you being here tonight. Daniel, take it away.
On the E3H.
That is affirmative. I've made one call, one pass on E through H.
Are you picking it up for me while I went home? This is Kilo Juliet 4, Whiskey Zoo, Mike, KJ4WZM. My name is Daniel. My location is Traveler's Rest. I will be resuming net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looking for any additional check-ins. Echo through Hotel E through H. Call KJ4WZM.
ZM. Out of turn. This is Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, W2T, Rusty over here and more. No traffic, no comments. I got to go call another net myself.
I'd like to recognize WU2T, that is Rusty over there and more. Thanks for checking with me, Rusty. Hope you've got a great one and good luck on your net. Have fun with that. All right, we'll go, it sounds like that did it for E through H, so we'll go up to I through L next. India through Lima, call KJ4WZM.
WZM. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James, and I'm up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Now, I'll be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
It's KK4JFO, that's James up on the mountain in Tuxedo. Got you checked in, James. Any other stations, India through Lima, I through L, call KJ4WZM. John X, M through P, call KJ4WZM.
Please check in, Kilo X-Ray, 4, Mike, Tango. KX4MT, this is Mike and Pickens, I'll be negative and negative.
ZM. Please check in, Kilo Oscar, 4, November, November, Hotel. KO4NNH, my name is Fred, Bulba, Indymo. Send it to you, Daniel. Send it to you, Dave, as well. Be negative and negative.
It's KX4MT, that's Mike and Pickens, and KO4NNH, that's Fred, Mobile in Piedmont. Fred, don't you work too hard tonight now. Hope you have a good night at work. We'll catch you later on down the log. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, M through P, call KJ4WZM. Through Tango next, Q through T, call KJ4WZM.
WZN. Good evening, Daniel. Please check in. N0TR, November 0, Tango, Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you, and thanks for calling the net. Good evening to you and all on the net in 73. And I'll be negative and negative.
4, WZM. Kilo Oscar, 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. This is Chris and Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Chris.
0TR, that is Tom and Greer and KO4QLG, Chris and Liberty. That did it for Quebec through Tango for now, so we'll go ahead all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A, call KJ4WZM.
Check in, K04WTQ, that's Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango Cleveland. This is Greg and Greer, negative and negative. 73 at all.
KO4WTQ, that is Rick and Greer. One last call before I go over to Rack 2, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, call KJ4WVM. Jim now securing the full portion of that with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the Rack 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between Rack 2. Scott KN4RJN, that is John from Brown Summit. How are you doing, John? And how are those skies doing? What's new with the sun?
This is KN4RJN. Evening, Daniel. Glad you could make it. As far as what's going on in the sky, Jupiter and Saturn are both up. The moon has not come up for another 15 minutes or so. So if you get a chance to go out and take a look, it's pretty dark. Skies up here are pretty clear as far as the what's going on in the with the sun. Give me just a second break. In the geomagnetic storm activity, it's below G1 level, so there's no threat there. S1 or better, that's solar radiation storm forecast for the next 3 days. Of an S1 or better is only about a 1% chance. Radio blackout, which most people are concerned about for tomorrow, about a 25% chance of an R1 through R2. And after that, it drops down to 15%. And for anything bigger than that, it's only about a 1% chance of anything going on there. So that takes care of that. We do have a meteor shower coming up on the 19th, was it? Let me think here. Let me roll here. Roll. That's not it. No, I'm sorry. It's 21st. The Orinid meteor shower in the pre-dawn hours of Friday, or in the late evening hours of Friday. The storm actually peaks somewhere about 4 o'clock in the afternoon on our side of the planet, so you're not going to see anything there. But if you get up early on Friday morning or stay up late Friday night and find the constellation Orion, which is fairly easy to spot, and although you can see them in any part of the sky, but if you follow it, trace it back, they appear to come from the Orion constellation, hence the name. And it should give you, so maybe 10, 20 meteors an hour in that neighborhood if your skies are clear. So if you get a chance, go out and take a look at that. As for anything else between now and then, there was something here. No, that's not it. You're going to be able to see that if you're unless you're in Africa. We got the third quarter moon on October 17th. And the day before that, Sunday, October 16th, the moon will be in the two constellations of Castor and Pollux overnight, or Apollo and Hercules, if you happen to be Greek, and or Roman. And that's always kind of cool to watch. So that's about it. Otherwise, what's going on in your world, Daniel?
Thanks for that update, John. That's pretty cool. Sounds like the sun is kind of calm for now. And I'll see about the meteor shower. I'll see if I can get outside and look at that in a little while. Looking forward to the moon coming up. I seen it the other evening when I got off work. It was big and orange. I was like, oh, wow, look at that. Low on the horizon, shining bright. And I was like, that's what's up. So I enjoyed seeing that. What's new on my end? Other than working a lot, I have almost completed putting my burned Ford Explorer back together. I only lack a couple pieces of plastic trim at this point, and fastening down some door panels, and that's about it. I've got just about everything all working now, and really enjoying it. But that vehicle, I have completely rebuilt it front to back, bottom to top, top to bottom, back to front, side to side, inside out, right side up, upside down, everything. I've turned every single bolt on that vehicle except for, I haven't taken the fenders off of that one before, and there's some bolts inside the dash that I haven't turned, but everything else inside the engine compartment, underneath the vehicle, on top of the vehicle, inside the vehicle, I've turned everything. So, I now know that thing inside and out.
This is KN4RJ. Well, it's always nice for a man to have a hobby and keep himself busy.
Has the microphone turned the wrong way? That it is, and that one has kept me very busy. I've enjoyed learning about vehicles while working on it. Figuring out how everything's put together is kind of neat. But if anybody ever happens to have weird questions on the first generation Ford Explorer, which there's precious few of them now, at this point I know those things super well. That being said, I guess that's about all that's new on my end. Just playing with that. Driving trucks, cleaning my house, different things. That's about it.
This is KN4RJN. Well, I'm glad you got it all back together and and whatnot. And if I ever have a question on a Ford Explorer, I'll be sure and give you a holler. That's about all I've got, Daniel. So I'm going back on out here, letting Harry. I'm sure he's got a weird animal story or a good recipe, one of those. In any event, I'll say 73 as you have a good evening. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
Good one, John. 73 to you. And as far as Harry goes, he's probably going to. I'll just go ahead and tell him early that I didn't take a nap today. Otherwise, he'd ask me about that. Be like, you sound pretty chipper. What'd you do? Take a nap? Nope. So I'll save myself on that one. He's probably laughing at me now. But yeah, I didn't take a nap today. A lot of other days I have, but not today. So we'll see how ragged you with Harry goes. But you have a good one, John, and we'll talk to you later. Thanks for hanging around for comments. I always enjoy it. KN4RJN, KJ4WZM, 73s, and good night to you. And Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM. Daniel, please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. And join the net. Everyone have a good night. 73.
I'd like to recognize KK4JBQ, that is Larry, and KC4MSK, that is Donna, and they're at home in Greer tonight. Great to have y'all check in with me. I was looking forward to that. I was like, no India through Lima, Larry. That's too bad. Waited for you a little while, too, Larry. I was kind of surprised, but glad you checked in with me through Alpha through Zulu. Great to have you with me tonight. All right, we'll make one last call, A through Z, and then catch Harry for comments. Any additional check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, call KJ4WZM. Ian, how are you doing tonight, Harry? How's life up there in Candler? Call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM, KC4EZN. Good evening, Daniel, and everybody else. Good to hear John. I always enjoy his talking about the sky, and every now and then I get out and take a look, and right now, at least in my front yard, when I look straight up, I see Orion, and I haven't been out tonight, but sometimes I can even see his sword. And then later on in the winter, I can see his dog. He's the hunter. And on a couple of occasions when the sky was really, really clear and I was paying good attention, I saw his bow. So I'll let you think about that picture in your head. Since you didn't take a nap and everything, and you're all clear-minded and all that, you can put that picture together.
I was waiting for it. I really was. I was waiting to hear that. Yeah, I don't know that I've ever seen his bow. I've seen the Milky Way before. I've seen Cirrus and the other dog. Canis Major and Canis Minor, I guess. I seen all of his sword before, but I don't know about his bow. I don't think I've seen that. I know two of the stars in the constellation. That's Betelgeuse and Rigel. But I don't know all the rest of them.
Get into the names of them, or I'll throw you another curve one here. Do you know about the constellation Subaru?
That's the Pleiades, right?
You got it. I think it's the seven sisters, except I think two of them are maybe so dim you maybe need a telescope to see them. But not too many people understand when they look at that hood ornament on a Subaru that those little stars, they can look up from my house, I think in the spring, it's in the northeast. I look up, and there they are.
Winter, it's almost directly overhead, just barely to the northwest, I think. But almost straight up.
I was talking to somebody, and I had to ask them about that constellation Subaru, and they looked at me and says, "That's one I've never heard of." I says, "Are you sure?" He said, "Yeah." I says, "You've never heard of the Seven Sisters?" He said, "Oh, okay." I'll throw you another one here, Daniel. While we're sitting here talking, I'm working on 20 meters FT8, and got one of those unique calls. The guy's call is Zulu 5, Bravo, and he is in grid square, golf 3-3. Every pattern except for the one number in his call sign is a double, whatever you call it, a double tap, I'll call it.
Remarkable. That's really impressive right there. Amazing he pulled that off that way. That's pretty neat. I'm curious where he's at.
Logbook says it's in Brazil. Don't know. Let's see. I don't find him on the spotting network. My logbook says that's a Brazil call.
That's still pretty good. We've always went out when we were working. When my family had HF and we were doing that, it was always harder for us to make north to south contacts like that. It was a lot easier running east to west. We got excessive amounts of Germany, some Alaska, a lot of California, India, sometimes Japan, a lot of anything east to west we got a lot of, but north to south is really difficult, so I'm impressed you got that.
KJ4WZM, KC4EZN. Well, the antenna that I'm hooked up to right now basically runs east and west, so its propagation pattern is... Man, I just worked that guy. How about that? I didn't even realize when I clicked on it to find out where he was at, it turned on the computer, and I just worked it. How about that? But anyway, yeah, that antenna is running east and west, more or less, so it propagates to the south. And I was looking I found him, you've heard of Santa Catalina in California. That's an island. This is Santa Catarina in Brazil, and on the map, he's down south, close to, he is in the south end of Brazil, real close to the border with, now this is going to totally and absolutely confuse you. You got Brazil, and then the south end of Brazil borders Paraguay, and Argentina, and there's a little finger of Argentina that runs up between Brazil and Paraguay, and this guy is just a little bit east of that, the tip of that. I know that. You need to go home, take a nap, sleep on that, Daniel. Anyway, I was just kind of curious, so I hadn't really thought about working him. But when I clicked on it to find out what country he was in, that told the computer to go talk to him, and we did. Anyway, are you still running, or did your foot slow you down?
Better now. I have got sidetracked putting my vehicle back together, and it's almost all the way back together, so when I finish being sidetracked with that, I'll get back to running. But I haven't forgot about it. I just set it aside for a short amount of time. I'll pick it back up shortly. But I'm looking at this map now, trying to figure out what you were talking about. I will go back to running. I just set it aside until my foot felt better. It feels better now, and I'll get back to it.
Well, I was just curious because sometimes those things need to rest, and that fellow that came on the air that night, he had some really, really good advice, I thought. It's been a long, long time ago since I did any serious running. But I remembered a lot of the things that he was saying were stuff that I had run. Or I don't know if you ever read a book by a guy named Jim Fix. He wrote a book, and this is going back, and I'm going to say before you were born. That's got to be close to 40-some years ago, maybe 45. And he was big into marathon running and stuff like that, and had written a nice book, which I read from cover to cover, and talking about all the health benefits. And then he died of a heart attack at like 45 or 50 or something. I quit reading his book. I wasn't quite ready to go that way, but... Anyway, he had a lot of good advice on taking care of yourself, and you warm up, you stretch, and then when you finish your run, you don't just stop, you slow down and walk and cool off, and let your body redistribute your blood flow from your leg muscles and your lungs back to some of the rest of your body. Stuff like that. Anyway, we'll turn it back to you, Daniel. Enjoyed talking to you. I say, take care. Yeah, take care of the body. I have heard some other folks who they rode their bicycle so they could keep up their exercise. But it took the stress off of either their foot or their knees. And they were able to keep on running that way. So that might be a thought, too. That bicycle will let you keep your stamina and all that stuff going and, keep the exercise up. But it puts the load on a different part of your body. With that, Daniel, we'll turn it back to you. I've enjoyed it. KGH4WZM, KC4EZN.
Hey, Harry. And I think I'm going to send you pictures of my vehicle project in a little while. But I found the country you were talking about. I just now figured it out. I hadn't even heard of that before. But I found it. Santa Catarina. That's pretty neat. Now I know where it's at. I've never even heard of them or worked them before or any of that. So I just learned about that. And thanks for sharing. I just discovered a new place. That's kind of neat. But I'll definitely let you know when I get back to running again. And, I'll get you some pictures. I'm distracted here. I was looking at the map again. I'll get you some pictures of the vehicle when it's done, and it's doing pretty good, and I'm excited about it. But we'll catch you later on down the log. Thanks for hanging around for comments, Harry. KC4UZM, KJ4WZM, 73C.
73 Daniel, KC4UZM.
Time for check-ins or comments. A through Z, Z through A, call KJ4WZM.
KC4EZN with another comment for you, Daniel.
KC4EZN, KJ4WZM.
To get you back into all of the different information loops, have you taken that Ford Explorer in for a pumpkin spice oil change yet? And do you have pumpkin spice air in the tires?
Very funny. My house smells like pumpkin spice, but no, that doesn't.
This time of year, I see ads, there's a couple of billboards up here, and then you see ads in the newspaper, and people are, you know, they're sort of making fun, and they're sort of trying to, you know, grab your attention, but you've got the donut places, the bakeries and stuff advertising their pumpkin pie spice pies and donuts and sweet rolls. And the other day I looked up and there's a billboard up there. This place has got pumpkin pie spice oil changes. I thought, okay, that was kind of humorous. Anyway, another little piece of useless information you can tuck away while you're taking your nap for next time, Daniel, or KJ4WZM, KC4EZN, 73.
Barry. That's pretty funny, though. Yeah, I'll be thinking about that one for a little while. I haven't seen that before, but I don't really look at billboards when I go down the road. I mostly get mad at people who are driving stupidly, so that's what I'm looking at most of the time. I'm getting real agitated with them, so don't really look at billboards much. But, yeah, that's hilarious. I'll have to keep my eyes open for that now, see how many of those pumpkin spice oil changes I can find. Haven't done that. But at least my house smells good. And my house don't smell like oil like my car does. So, but anyway, it's good talking to you, Harry. KC4EZN, KJ4WZN. That's pretty funny. WZM now securing the Blue Ridge 2 meter net with her. Thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s to everybody. Good night and God bless.